as advanced as some other territories in the international arena, but definitely, but we can match them with skill set and the equipment that we use now, any of them, and I can assure that.
Okay, thank you for that. Well, you just mentioned the building that is being constructed. We know that the Barbados Fire Service has had some moves recently, some location moves. You were in Probin Street, of course, that had to, they had to move there to Collymore Rock, and there is another move on the way. How have these moves affected the Barbados Fire Service?
The moves did not affect the our ability to deliver a service to the public. What I will say, the move is really disruptive for the members of the fire officers, having to move from here to there, although they understand the need for it, it's still disruptive. And we are hoping that, and they understand that it's being done for something better at the end of the day. But we would prefer that we don't have to move around, and that we would have preferred that it was one move and then into the new complex, or even the new complex and then move from where we were into the new complex. But that was not to be. But I definitely know that it impacted on the fire officers a bit. And I really would like to publicly commend them and thank them for their understanding and the tolerance that they have exercised thus far, because it is not easy to move from one place to the next. I was part of a move, even we moved from Province Street down here, and even that at the administrative level is disruptive. So we do understand the problems with moving, but if officers, they understand why they had to move, and I have to compliment them definitely for their commitment to task and commitment to duty in doing what they do. Because although they are not feeling good about it, they are still exercise their duties and deliver their duties with dignity.
Any projected time period for the final move to the pint?
If you had asked me that a year and a half ago, I would have given you a definitive answer. But with COVID and all the other variables that impacted on all the things that we had planned, I cannot give you a definitive answer. What I can say though is that it is expected to take about 18 months to build the building, and it's supposed to start next month. So if all of those things and the process is supposed to start next month, so if all of those things go as planned without any further delays and disruption for reasons outside of our control, we will be able to make it at the time that we anticipate.
Okay, thank you. Now, there has been somewhat of a negative publicity, negative press, allegedly from members within the service on treatment and lack of provision of necessary gear. How do you respond to this negative publicity as chief?
Now, as long as we have people, there never will be, everybody will not always agree on a particular position. But as chief, what we do, and as an administration, what we do, as long as there's something, whether negative or positive, we examine it carefully. We look into the merits on it. As long as some person is complaining, there got to be some reason why they're complaining, even if and I don't believe that the officers who were being malicious in any way, they might feel strongly about what it is that they are complaining about. So we will look at it and see as an opportunity to serve them better. So we examine what it is and try to find a solution to solve whatever it is that they're complaining about. Even if it is a one-off occasion, generally, I sometimes take a personal interest in it to go myself to make sure that that problem is resolved. So once one of our staff is not feeling comfortable with a situation, we don't take it well, you know, different and chase it away. What we do is to examine it, investigate, and find the best solution to make that particular individual or individuals as comfortable as possible. Because at the end of the day, I expect those individuals and every fire officer to go out there and serve the public to the best of their ability with a comfortable mind.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We've discussed right here on the 311 radio show the lack of respect or even the ill treatment of fire officers when they go to answer a call, basically. Is there any step that will be taken other than the 311 radio show to educate the public on what it is that the Barbados Fire Service is about in an effort to change any negative perception that they would have so that they could respond differently and treat the officers with their deserved respect?
Okay, definitely. And that is also a good observation, because I personally don't take it and as disrespect as much as it is a case of they're not knowing. The fact that they don't know, I think that is why they behave in the manner in which they do.
Okay.
So we have the 311 program. We have launched a television program, the Firewall, which we need to beef up a little bit. And we have some programs in that. And the Fire Prevention and Code Enforcement Unit, they're being tasked to also utilize the social media platform to educate the public. I think that most of in these cases, when you speak to the person one-on-one, they will tell you, well, I didn't even know that. Sometimes people even speak to response time. And when you explain to them what is involved in the response time and why it might appear that long to you, they recognize that. They say, well, you did not even know that. So we definitely have to do some more work in that area to educate the public a little bit more about what if it is that the fire service usually do and some of the mechanics. And once we get that on the social media, we get on the radio show, we get on the television show, I'm sure that we will be seeing a lot more positive responses from the public. And we have been seeing some. Yes, you get some pockets, and we've seen some. And then we have I think because I probably could say it now, we will shortly be launching relaunching our in a digital way now our program or our mascot, Mr. Benny, and that will be done very shortly. And Benny will be used also to reach the public. So I can say officially that we'll be launching Benny shortly, and Benny will be used to reach the public, because Benny is one of those characters that touch the hearts of not only the adults, but the children and everyone else. So that is important, and that is an important step in our strategy to reach the public and to educate them on some of the things that they should know about the operations of the Barbados Fire Service.
Okay, thank you for that. Well, you've mentioned a couple of things that are in the plans on the table for the Barbados Fire Service. Is there any other upcoming plan that you can share with us?
The Barbados Fire Service is very dynamic. We, as long as there is a challenge, as long as there's a hazard, we are there. And we want to serve the public. And as I said before, I think the biggest one that we will be launching in short term, is our effort to provide pre-hospital care alongside the ambulance service. We do it in a minor way now. We want to do it in a much larger way. We have had a donation of an ambulance from one of our suppliers, and that will be on the road shortly. And then we will be also reaching out to some of the corporate Barbados to assist us in our endeavor and our efforts to provide transportation to that we can go to those small nook and crannies in Barbados and provide emergency care, because we only have X amount of ambulances in Barbados. The Barbados Fire Service is strategically located throughout the island. And once we can get there and provide definitive care to an ill person, it gives the ambulance service time to get there and to transport and provide even more advanced care. And that gives you and I and my grandmother and my mother and all of us the opportunity to live longer and in a decent life. Because the longer you take to get medical care, your life after that might be impacted significantly. So we want to be able to get up there and serve the public in a way that we have never done it in Barbados before.
Sounds good. But we're definitely looking out for these plans to come to fruition. And of course, we continue to wish the Barbados Fire Service all the best. As you said, it's a dynamic service, and we're looking forward to what is in store. Any final words in 30 seconds from you, Chief Maynard?
I want to thank the public of Barbados for their support over the years, and I want to encourage them to continue observing the fire safety rules and regulations, fire safety practices, and good housekeeping. I also want to encourage public affairs and the public institutions to ensure that they get their inspections done and become compliant.
All right. Thank you so much. It's been an honor hearing from you, Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard. We trust that this will not be the first and the last that we'll be able to share a whole program with you, sir. And we thank you so much for sharing with us and giving up your time in the service as well. And we wish you, I'm not going to say 36 more years, but I wish you many more years of good service at the Barbados Fire Service.
Well, thank you very much. And I would like more than 36 years living, not in the fire service, right, but 36 years living, because my grandmother lived for 102 and I wanted a mother. So I want to live that long, but I think 36 years, another 2-3 years might be a good time to go and enjoy the rest of my young life.
That's right, of course. Thank you. And the Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer, Natasha Ford, who's been observing in this edition. Thank you very much for joining us as well.
Thank you, and you're most welcome. And again, thanks to the Chief Fire Officer for joining us and sharing those words of wisdom and encouragement to our avid listeners out there. Now, you've heard it coming from the top, so it means it carries more weight than my own words. And we're asking that you would listen and you would follow and, you know, let there be a change in behavior where there can be a change.
Thank you very much, Officer Ford. And I'm Krista J. Paul. Remember, you can listen to the podcast for this or any other edition of the 311 Radio Show on VOB929.com. Check out the podcast there. And you can also look out for the video interview on VOB's Facebook page. God bless you and have a wonderful week. And as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
You can depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.